Eck Falls Canyon's water flow will increase from July 20 to August 1, advises BC Hydro. The increase is due to water being redirected down the canyon from the John Hart Powerhouse. This is required as part of BC Hydro's planned summer maintenance work, said Ted Olenek, BC Hydro's manager of community relations for Vancouver Island, Sunshine Coast. The water flow will increase over Elk Falls from 4 cubic meters per second, cubic meter per second, to about 28 cubic meters per second by the morning of July 21. Due to the increase, temporary danger safety signage will be placed around the area, advising people to stay away from the water. The maintenance work is timed to coincide with low water conditions in the summer. Our annual preventative maintenance that requires this transfer of flows includes work at the reservoir on the intake operating gate, intake trash rack, debris boom, and instrumentation, said Olenek. To allow for some of the summer maintenance work to take place, the water flow down the tunnel will be redirected down Elk Falls Canyon to maintain the downstream river flow beginning the evening of July 20. The flow transfer back to the tunnel is planned for August 1, subject to change. During this time, Olenek said people should stay away from the water flow, particularly upstream from Elk Falls. The falls will still be available to view safely from the Elk Falls Suspension Bridge. The lower Campbell River flow of 30 cubic meters per second will stay the same during water flow transfers upstream. BC Hydro plans to hold that rate throughout the summer. The John Hart facilities can release a range from 128 meters 43 per second at full power generation to a low of 28 cubic meters per second during the summer. The Upper Campbell Reservoir is currently at 217.3 meters and approaching its summer peak as nearly all snow in the watershed has now melted off. For the rest of the summer, the reservoir is expected to slowly draft, said Olenek.